Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Refreshed The Real DNA podcast. I have to say, I'm so excited about this because I got so many wonderful ideas for topics and the things I should be discussing, whether with my guests or on my own, as I'm doing today. So I just hope you will enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying the process of doing it. Now, I know that the very first one I promised you to be on the US Open, that's currently happening, and so much to discuss there. But because I got so many traveling questions and tips as well, I thought I first share with you this wonderful trip I just came back from. And I thought it might interest you as well, maybe for next summer holiday plans. Now, the reasons why I would like to share this with you is, as you all know, I've been traveling pretty much my entire life since I was like 12 years old. And actually, my very first plane I ever took was to Greece. And that's why this part of the world has become very special for me, because I have to say, with everything I've seen and all the incredible places I got blessed and lucky enough to visit around the entire world, I have to say this one is pretty much up there as one of my favorites. Now, you might never heard about this part of Greece before. It is called the Costa Navarino coast, which is around 3 hours from Athens, or half an hour from Kalamata Airport, which for those who are from my part of the world is incredibly easy to get to, because during summer there are direct flights from Vienna on Austrian Airlines every day directly to Kalamata. So super easy to get to. It takes around 1 hour 45 minutes up to 2 hour flight. Like I said, another 30 minutes with the transport to get to this wonderful part of Greece, which got my heart, I have to say. And we are going to go through the reasons why. So first, let's start with the food options. I have to say, one of the finest restaurants I've ever explored are around this particular part of Greece. My favorite place to stay here is called the W Hotel of Costa Navarino, which is almost brand new. It has been opened last year, and they've got a wonderful variety of restaurants there. My favorite is the Parelia, which is right on the beach. You can have wonderful lunch and dinner with the most amazing sunsets. And why I love staying here is also because, obviously, among all the usual activities as staying on the beach and just reading your book or using the spa services, you can be just as active as you like. And you know me, I like to keep busy. And the wonderful news about this place is that it's very close to one of the most beautiful golf courses I've ever played on. It is called the Bay Course. And the view from the clubhouse, the second you enter, it's quite something. Indian Wells and obviously California for golf have been, as you all know, always my favorite parts to play golf. But I tell you what, this course is very, very special. If you get to play there, try to play so that you are finishing around the sunset so you can take wonderful photos. Talking about sunsets, there is another beautiful golf course just about the Bay Course. It is called the Olympic Course, which has even more breathtaking views because it's even higher up in the mountains. So once again, I would suggest to play in the afternoons so you get the most magnificent sunset just about you are going to finish your 18th hole. It is quite special. They have another 18 hole there as well called the Hill Course, which I haven't played yet. So something to look forward to, hopefully next year. And since I'm mentioning this part of Costa Navarino, there is this absolutely fabulous restaurant, Picantro. It's very Spanish, but it's more of an international cuisine as well. And like I said, try to come there for a sunset drink because the view are just absolutely breathtaking. Now going back down to the W Hotel, the wonderful thing is there is such well connected and managed service between W and the Mandarin Hotel, which are part of Costa Navarino site, and it's connected to the Romanos part of the beach as well, which is only like a 10-minute drive, and you have another wonderful variation of restaurants, ice cream places, another beautiful golf course to play on. It's called the Dunes. That one I would suggest to play in the morning, maybe have the first tea time so you don't have to wait for anyone in front of you, and then have a nice lunch or dinner at a steak restaurant right there. And also for those that would like to play some tennis, they have, I believe, 8 clay courts, a couple of hard courts, and a grass court as well, which is just a couple minutes walk from the Dune golf course. So overall, just to sum it up, you can have the most relaxing holidays just staying on the beach and chilling and enjoying the warm waters of the sea. Or if you are just as active as I am, you've got the golf, you've got the tennis, you've got the paddle as well, combined with some really fantastic food options as well. Not to mention, there's been a new addition, a little port with cute little boutique shops built just a couple months ago as well. And if you really want to become a tourist for a day, there is the wonderful village of Pylos. It's a small town with all the typical shops and a Greek restaurant, so you can explore that as well. So just to sum it up, like I said, I've traveled the world, and probably also because it's so easy to reach this part of Greece directly from Vienna every day, like I said, in summer, and then a couple of times during the week for the rest of the season. I think the season starts pretty much anywhere, especially for golfers, between March and October. It's good to go. So like I said, I would definitely suggest this big time for those that like to stay active and obviously play good golf. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Let me know if you like me to do more on travel and exploring the world together, or whether we should keep it more to tennis and focus on the tournaments that are currently going on. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this quick travel episode for the start. And like I promised, the next one is going to be about the US Open. So I'll talk to you all very, very soon. Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's episode, and I can't wait to be talking to you all very soon again. And as always, if you have any comments, suggestions, or feedback, please do let me know, ideally underneath the posts on my Instagram account. And I wish you a wonderful rest of the day, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon.